Weeds don't go away, but you can win the fight. Start clean and use residual herbicides and timely post-emergence applications on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you're farming today, you know all about taking risks. Well, here's one risk you don't have to take anymore. The risk of IDID, or internal diesel injector deposits. Because now Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has an advanced injection stabilizer to prevent IDID. So you don't have to risk injector failure, clogged filters, and downtime anymore. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster is even backed by a 10-year, 10,000-hour warranty for even less risk.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Pigweed, water hemp, Palmer amaranth. Anyone who grows corn or soybeans despises those weeds and how quickly they can ravage a field. Dave Johnson is a product development manager for DuPont Crop Protection. He says there is no silver bullet to get rid of weeds, so implementing several weed control tactics can give you the upper hand.
Starting clean. So if you're no-till, use an effective burn-down herbicide programs. And then at planting, use an effective multiple mode of action pre-emerge herbicide. Again, we want to hit these weeds in a number of different ways. And then scouting your fields to make sure that you understand when the weeds are starting to emerge so you can spray them when they're early. Weeds are much easier to control when they're small. Once they get over about 4 inches tall, it's just becoming more and more difficult to control them.
Killing a weed is always easier before it comes up. Those tiny Palmer amaranth seedlings that just poke through the soil can grow 2 to 3 inches per day. When control measures are put off until weeds are larger, the yield loss can be up to 20 bushels per acre. Don't cut back on your control efforts to save money. Johnson says Palmer amaranth and its weedy friends will continue being a fight for farmers this year.
I think we're still going to be dealing with the water hemp and the Palmer amaranths, and our no-tillers are going to have to deal with mare's tail. Out west, we're going to see kochia. Again, there's no silver bullet to any of these, and I encourage growers to work with their local retailers, their local advisors to develop the best programs for their situation.
Scout your fields and take good notes on where the weeds are to help you plan your strategy. I'm Jody Henke. Find more ways to whip weeds at agriculture.com.